Hello and welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. I am Rhea Windcaller, your host of this weekly podcast where we take chaos head on and make it manageable. Chaos is disorder, confusion, and at its worst, pandemonium. No matter who you are, where you are, or what you do, chaos will appear when you least expect it. So let's get started. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. In this episode, we're discussing healthy eating when your life is chaotic with the organic gourmet, Leslie Carrier. I am thrilled to have Leslie on the show today. She is the organic gourmet and has been teaching culinary nutrition and hands-on vegetarian cooking for health and vitality for over 30 years. Leslie is the author of 6 cookbooks. One book in particular has a favorite title of mine called Going Wild in the Kitchen. Welcome, Leslie, to the Leading Chaos Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Rhea. I'm delighted to be here.
Absolutely. Me too. So let's get started. Leslie, you're always on the go. You're traveling and teaching all over the map and writing the next great recipe and consulting to clients. When you are your own personal chef, would you mind me asking, just what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Well, that's a great question. I actually had, you know, an organic grass-raised, grass-finished fried egg with 3 pieces of toasted nori and a couple of my dark cacao truffles.
Okay, well, now there's 2 things that might be good for the listeners to know what exactly you're talking about. Toasted nori is?
Nori is a sea vegetable, so I'm very careful with my sourcing of sea vegetables. So I want, even though sea vegetables are wild, they're loaded with minerals like iron and calcium, but I source them from companies like Maine Coast Sea Vegetables in Maine that look at their sourcing and make sure that every step of the way, where it's harvested, where it's dried, it's sustainably grown, sustainably cut, not drying near any pesticides. So even though it's wild, loaded with nutrients, I want to make sure that it, being the organic gourmet, it's as good as it gets.
That sounds like it's certainly up from Maine. And how about you said toasted nori and cacao?
Cacao truffles.
Truffles.
I'm not
chocolate for breakfast.
Yeah, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I do like to get my caffeine source from either very, very dark chocolate or cacao. That, and these truffles, the recipe's actually on my website, but I have maca in them. There's goji berries, hemp seeds, coconut oil, touch of maple syrup, little vanilla. So they're kind of like a truffle, but they're also my vitamin.
And do you actually make those truffles then?
Every week.
Wow. When
I've always got some. So, and I'm always offering them to friends, you know, who stop by.
Wonderful. Well, that's a new switch on getting caffeine. I love it. Chocolate in the morning. Have you found that your approach to eating has changed when you're on the run and life is a wee bit more chaotic than normal?
There's a little bit more planning.
Okay.
That goes in. If I'm on the run, the planning goes in before I take the run, before I fly off to teach somewhere, before I know that the day is so full. I might make some things ahead of time, so when I come home, I'm not starting from scratch. Or I'll always have some organic nuts, some organic dried fruit, some fresh fruit, things that I can grab by the hand just to hold me. Mm-hmm. Or another truffle, just to hold me while I might be simmering something or even washing a salad, so that I'm not running on empty.
Yeah, absolutely. So if we're trying to eat healthy when life is chaotic, what habits would you recommend avoiding besides driving up to the nearest fast food restaurant? Is there anything like habits that you would say we should avoid when we're trying to eat healthy?
Well, let's flip it over and say what to do.
Okay.
The thing you've got to do is be stocked. So you want to avoid your empty cabinet. You want to avoid, for instance, like I live in the woods about 15, 20 minutes away from the organic farm. I'm a CSA member, so I have my own organic garden. I also go into town, and when I go into town, it's not every day, I make sure that I've got my staples.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I've usually got enough food in case 10 people show up for dinner. I can cook up a wonderful feast.
I wonder if your friends know that.
They do. They do. And clients and class, people mm-hmm. in my classes. Mm-hmm. But that is part of what I like to teach, you know, what to stock, how to stock it. Definitely want to have some quick cooking things.
For instance, what would be a quick cooking thing?
Well, being a vegetarian, so I might stock tempeh as a protein source.
Various, and tempeh is?
Tempeh is a fermented soybean product. So I can fry that and put that in a salad. So I can make ginger tempeh, and I could put that in a salad. I could put that in a nori rice roll, you know, mm-hmm. the vegetarian mm-hmm. sushi version. Mm-hmm. I can, it's just super quick. So I can make a sauce for it. So, you know, lentils, they're quick. Quinoa's quick. So there are a bunch of different grains that are quick. So if I've got some grains that are quick, or even I've got some chickpeas cooked, and then, so you just want to make sure that you're never leaving yourself with like, oh my God, it's an emergency, mm-hmm. and now what?
Mm-hmm. And tempeh, is that an acquired taste? Have you, folks who are maybe shifting a diet and trying to eat healthy, and I've had experience with tempeh, some good, some, what have you found in teaching and introducing people to some of these foods? Is it something that you have to acquire a taste for?
Well, it's a texture kind of like meat. So for some people who are eating meat, they might, you know, and it is a fermented food, so you want to get it very fresh. So you want to check the date on things. But for me, it's making sure you're cooking it long enough. So some people like to marinate it, or I'll kind of fry it, and then I'll also add like a little water, maybe a little sweet rice cooking wine, some tamari. If I want to go Asian in the wintertime or even in the fall, I might roast it with other vegetables, lots of garlic and other herbs and mushrooms. And so it's just part of absorbing all the flavors in there. And for me, it's the yum.
Yes, the yum. I think that's a little bit of your slogan, eh?
Mm-hmm. It's all about the yum. So for me, it's not like, oh, tempeh is healthy. It's, if it's not tasty, then I don't want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So nutrient dense and the yum.
Well, I imagine some of the folks who aren't vegetarians or who have had a taste with tempeh before, are that their ears get picked up, you know, perking up when they're hearing the yum. And that's a good place to start. So you're saying stocking up, that's really as a key piece.
That's right.
And that's hard, even for folks with, you know, juggling career and family and commitments and trying to see your friends in between. All that can be really, really difficult. So have you created a habit for yourself? You say you're a little bit out of town going down. Is it also creating a list or, you know, I'm thinking of myself, you know, somebody as a businesswoman too. We get made fun of for, you know, grabbing the coffee and the donut and going and sometimes reading, you know, or eating that in the car and, you know, reading the maps and, you know, going down the road. So is there anything else you do besides that stocking up piece or that helps you to remember I have to stock up? Because I'd like to think I could.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it's also designing your kitchen. You know, mm-hmm. I also help people design their kitchen so that it's efficient. People have hired me to come into their kitchen and help them throw things out that are creating clutter.
Ah.
So it's about being able to see what you have, having, you know, your herbs and spices in a rack that's easy to reach,
mm-hmm.
you know, the oils that are easy to reach, mm-hmm. And just being inspired. Like I look at my shelves and I see, you know, the beans and the grains and the colors, and I'm thinking eating the rainbow. So I'm usually stocked. For instance, I just went away for several days, a little vacation, and before I left, I called my neighbor who I get by her local organic grass-fed eggs, and I got a dozen so that when I came home, I could open the refrigerator, and I've got my eggs there.
Lovely.
And I've still got some vegetables that keep, you know, like carrots and beets and some lettuces, and mm-hmm. knowing how to store them. Like, I will store them with a wet towel on top so they'll keep well.
Mm.
Anything that doesn't keep well, I give to my neighbors and friends if I'm going to be away for a while.
Is that inside the fridge or
refrigerator? Inside the fridge.
And with a wet towel on top.
That's right. So, for instance, when you go shopping, you might get like a plastic bag, mm-hmm. and you might put your lettuce in there or your broccoli. And then you've got to take it out of your plastic bag when you get home.
Really?
Yes. Well, that's how it will keep well.
Right. Yeah.
And then you're going to put, you just take a wet kitchen towel, mm-hmm. and put it over your greens. And then the other drawer is usually your roots. And I have another wet kitchen towel on there. Mm. And then as I go shopping, I'll go through it. I'll say, okay, this kale is on the bottom. Is it good? If it's not good, it's compost, mm-hmm. and the fresh kale goes in. So I'm not constantly mm-hmm. squashing things in and then having slimy, yucky vegetables on the bottom. So it's always got to be like yum, beautiful, vibrant, mm-hmm. and you've got to know which things will keep mm-hmm. and which things are like, all right, I'm going away. Mm-hmm. Who do I know mm-hmm. that would love this?
Mm. So what I'm hearing is that in order to manage that chaos, it's all about creating that order in your kitchen.
That's right.
An order that creates a yum, mm-hmm. creates that cacophony of color that entices you.
That's right.
And once you do that, it probably feels wonderful to be in that type of kitchen.
That's right. That's right. So it's kind of the connection to the earth-based, you know, hunter-gatherer energy. So you've got your nuts in the kitchen so that in the middle of the winter in the snowstorm, you're not like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get out? You've got to get things, and depending on your budget. You know, I mm-hmm. also have blog posts where I'm talking about like how to get the best and spend the least. Mm. So no matter what your income level, everybody likes a good deal. So mm-hmm. shopping the specials, taking advantage, you know, I've got some links on my website where you can get like extra virgin coconut oil at discount prices, all organic, or some of the superfoods that are also, so you can still eat really well, get a good deal, and you just got to know what keeps, watch your dates, and what's in season, because when you're eating in season, things are going to be the freshest possible and last the best.
And in that context of getting things out of the kitchen, is there any one particular thing that you see in all kitchens that should be out the door? Like, you know, if you came into my kitchen, mm-hmm. is there something that people have that's always extraneous or not or across the map?
You mean like ingredients that...
An ingredients or tools that's like, why do you have that? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're consumers, so we think we should get that.
It's true. I've gone into people's kitchens and it's like they bought this or that more from their head instead of their heart. You know, sometimes you go to the farmer's market and you're attracted, or I am being a chef, to a bunch of arugula. I don't really know why, but I go home later and I find, you know, I've got a client who wants me to make them an arugula salad. Same thing for kitchen gadgets. You know, you want to make sure that you have it, you have the space for it. And it makes sense to mm-hmm. have it. It's mm-hmm. not like, oh, everybody has this, mm-hmm. so I should have this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so definitely some people are limited by space. I mean, I've gone to clients' homes and it's like, you know, their partner has their scotch in like a place that's a prime location. So they're losing the inspiration.
Different priorities.
You know, they're like, well, this doesn't have to be right here with the quinoa.
Yeah, right.
That could be stored somewhere else. Or people will just have old ingredients. So you want to kind of go through your kitchen and say, okay, you know, kind of like your closet. Some people are great with their clothes. Mm-hmm. What am I wearing? What am I eating? Well, this has been in here for 3 years and I haven't used it yet. And every time I look at it, I know I'm not going to eat it. Well, then let's take that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get stock yourself with great stuff that you're inspired to use, that you're using because you want to use it, mm-hmm. Not because you think you should use it.
Right, right. Well said. So stocking, organizing your kitchen, anything else, any other tips you could help us with?
Well, certainly, you know, maybe taking classes, getting good cookbooks, getting a good coach. You know, sometimes this is just not your forte.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need a little outside help to get you organized.
Would you recommend a good beginner's cookbook out of your list of cookbooks for folks?
Yeah. One of my cookbooks actually is a gluten-free cookbook, which is quite popular these days. You don't have to be gluten-free because it's actually a whole real foods cookbook. Oh. It just is missing wheat, rye, and barley. So that's a nice way to start because that'll give you lots of information about how to cook with grains. It's vegetarian, and it's got lots of vegan, and it's gluten-free. So 9 times out of 10, you're going to entertain somebody with that.
Perfect.
There's lots of variations, so you can mix and match and swap. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend Gluten-Free Recipes for the Conscious Cook.
And that is the title of the book.
That is the title of the book. And it's up to date in that, you know, in Going Wild in the Kitchen that you talked about, which I still love, all the mix and match charts and the recipes. That was when I was using canola oil. So if you get that one, which I still recommend, switch wherever you see canola oil, even though I used organic, to like an extra virgin coconut oil or grass-raised organic butter. Mm. And the charts, keep that in the mix and match chart. But the recipes, although tried and true, even though I was using organic canola oil, that's off my list now.
Ah, okay. Well, that sounds like a topic for another show. Mm-hmm. I want to go over these three tips once again to think about stocking up, to organize your kitchen. So go in there and take a look at your kitchen next time you're going in for that cup of coffee in the morning or when you got a little time on a Saturday afternoon and see, are my spices out there? Maybe it's time to get a new spice rack. And maybe check out Leslie's blog and look at maybe some classes that she has. I know that she teaches all over the U.S. and abroad. And you could check out her website, which is www.lesliecarrier, and that is spelled CERIER.com. And, of course, there will be a link at our website to that website's books, recipes, and the blog. Leslie, I have one last question for you. If you could go back in time, what would you say to the Leslie of 30 years ago on this journey, knowing now where the journey has taken you? What might you say to that gal?
Well done. Yeah, let me expand on that because my story is quite interesting. I'm a self-taught chef, and I was teaching at a university because I have a master's in movement sciences and education, and I met another colleague, and she brought me to one of my first health food stores, and there were no cookbooks back then, and I, being a university teacher, I'd have a couple hours break in between teaching, and I would go into the store, and I would always bring back something I never saw. I would quiz the owners, and I was adventurous. So I've had great excited curiosity. Mm-hmm. 30 years later, what is this ingredient? How does it work? How can I combine it? How can I keep using it through the seasons? So that I'm always excited to make a recipe that I love, but I'm not afraid to change the ingredients, and that just keeps it fresh.
Mm, yes, don't be afraid and keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much. I really appreciate you providing us a glimpse into your life and your experiences and tips on healthy eating when one's life is chaotic, and certainly that's true of all of us. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Leading Chaos podcast.
My pleasure, really. Thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
Oh my goodness, I have to prepare myself next time I speak to a chef and to have something on the side to eat afterwards, organize my life and stock up. And I love that idea about a cacao truffle. I'm not sure if it's the best idea, but a cacao truffle with coffee, has to be better than grabbing a coffee and a donut. Yeah, oh boy. I'd like to share with you my favorite app when I'm on the go. But before I do, I'd like to encourage you to subscribe to this podcast. And please do that via iTunes and write a review. It will really help give visibility to the podcast and give me feedback on what you like and what you'd like to see for future episodes of the Leading Chaos podcast. There's no doubt about it that my smartphone is my toolbox of apps that I use when I'm on the go. And the one food app that I use consistently is the Yelp app. The reviews come from locals of the area that you're in, and they'll let you know where the perfect plate is, the most delicious recipe being cooked that week at their favorite restaurant. You could type in your favorite happy hour, you want espresso, or some sushi, maybe vegetarian or gluten-free. That's called Yelp. YELP.com is the place to get it, and there will be a link on the show notes. I deeply appreciate you tuning in this week. Please follow this podcast on Twitter at Leading Chaos. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. As always, be kind, be safe, exhale, and make sure to keep stocking your refrigerator with healthy food. Take care of yourself. You deserve that. I look forward to Leading Chaos with you next week.